Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship. It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Just this remains, never regret, but so we need to tell you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. Be the change you want to see. Be the change you want to see. What's the change you want to see in the world? What's the change you want to see in the world? What do you want to see happen? What do you want to see people doing? You know, now, my mind goes, you know, everybody deserves, they're expecting, desire different kind of changes. Okay, fine. But whatever that is, be it. Be that change. But more importantly, be a change that adds values to people's life, that adds value to humanity, that makes this place a beautiful planet to love and play and have fun. It can be done, but you got to start with you. And you got to make the choice to grow, to step up, to be something different. You got to make a choice. you got to step into upper room. You got to answer the higher call. Because there are those who want to just scramble down here at the bottom. But if you want change, you've got to answer the higher call. Ah, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Thank you for choosing to be here. Yes, Julie Dexter, choices. That's what life is about. We're constantly always making a choice. Even when we're not making a choice, we're making a choice. We're choosing not to make a choice. You know, even that's a choice. So you always have a choice. Young people, when I work with them, but I don't have any choice. What can I do? Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you have a choice. It is nice to have you. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number to call in to ask your question, to unwrap the gift that life is presenting you, to see things differently, to be aware of what's in your blind spot. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Life is good and it's getting better. I want to welcome my listeners, all of you on the phone line and the switchboard. Thank you, thank you, thank you. America Heroes Radio. You get around, don't you? You're just everywhere. How do you do it? You have to teach me your secret. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, Omwalimu Speaks, Antoine, thank you for being here. My destiny, you're right about that. Let's recycle relationship and make it what it's supposed to be. Let's make it bigger. Let's make it more. Let's make it harmonious. Let's make it fun. And Harley, Sylvia, welcome, welcome, welcome. And Joyful, Tamara Joy. Tamara, you're a comedian. You are just too funny. You are just too funny. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Walimu, it's nice to see you, my brother. Trusting and knowing all is well in Bermuda. And you're doing what you're here to do, shining the light, being the light, loving the light. All is truly well. We are all here to make a difference. Thank you all for being here. Those of you on the switchboard, numbers I recognize. Celeste is in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My co-producer is in the house, Betty Pegues. Thank you all. And those of you that I don't see, those of you listening on the archive, those of you that listen on various podcasts, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for following the show. We truly, truly appreciate you. Our intention here is to help people think differently, to think about what they're thinking about, to tap into their belief system and be aware. To be aware, because when you're aware, you will make different choices. The choices you make are based on your awareness. So when you expand your awareness, when you shift your consciousness, your choices change. You let go of judgment. You let go of criticism. because you know everybody's right where they need to be. And ultimately, there's a unifying force. There's a life force that joins us all together. No matter what we think about other people, what we think about the other thing, that we're all connected on a deeper level. And in that connection, we get to experience and appreciate the oneness that brings us all together. And then we're able to tap into compassion, because we realize each and every one of us, we're either misguided or we're struggling to be the best self that we know ourselves to be. It's that simple. We can debate, we can argue about it, but it's that simple. Everybody's struggling to live a fulfilling life, to honor what they're feeling, to experience happiness, to experience joy. But you know what? You get to choose how you want to live. And how you're living now is based on conditioning, based on what society has taught you, based on, just things that you've learned, things that you think is right or wrong. And if wherever you are is wherever you are. So when we start to really understand that, when we start understanding that, it will help us to start thinking differently. And then we can say, well, you can live your life the way you want to live your life, as long as you're not trying to tell me how to live mine. But you know what? It's even beyond that. But we'll talk more about that. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are taking your call. What are you dealing with? Are you feeling stuck? Are you struggling? Are you feeling out of sorts? Are you struggling with blending a new concept with the old way of being? Do you have a question that's just nagging you? Are you trying to figure out why you're here? I saw something on Facebook yesterday in a group that I'm part of. The lady said, well, I'm good at highlighting other people's gift, but other people's talent, but I don't know what mine is. And I think they'd asked her, what was she good at or something, because I didn't see that part. It's one of those groups, once you join it, when they're chatting, it just pops up. And it's like, oh, I'm trying to do something else now. I got to answer questions. I don't want to chat. But anyway, her comment was, well, I've got some artistic gifts and talents, but nothing marketable. I saw that and I said, oh, no, you're going to stay focused. You are going to stay focused, because that was like, oh, yeah, you talk about throwing me a spiritual carrot. It's like, you have artistic gifts and talents, but nothing marketable? What are you talking about? Let's deal with that mindset. But I resisted. Some of you won't believe it, but I resisted going down that line, because it would just take me totally off my path. But other people were handling it. But you know what? I said this, I think it was the show we did yesterday with Betty Pegues, or day before that. Everybody has a gift. And when you start thinking, if you're trying to identify what your gift is, and the first thing you do is, well, this is my gift, this is my talent, but I don't know how I can make money doing it. Ah, you killed it. You killed it right there and then. The minute you start saying, how can you make money doing what you do, or you killed it. Yes, you do. You killed it right there and then. Because you haven't even allowed the seed to grow. You're actually thinking, which grocery store is going to carry your product? At least plant the flipping seed first. See if you can maintain it through the seasons, and then you can reap the harvest. Then, maybe once you plant the seed, you can start thinking, well, it would be nice to have this grocery store, this whatever, this farmer's market. But before you plant the seed, don't start asking, how would I sell it? Who's going to buy it? You know, the mind will get you killed sometimes if it's not spiritualized. And too many people are just living from an intellectual perspective. It's time to rethink how we think. It's time to rethink how we live. It's time to rethink our culture. It's time to rethink labels and definitions that we give ourselves. It's time to rethink. It's time to rethink who and what we are. It's time to rethink how we see ourselves, what we believe ourselves to be. Here's a question for you as we move on to the questions. Imagine, just for a minute, just think, if everything you know to be true about you is a lie. Okay, maybe that's a bit harsh for some of you. Maybe if everything you know to be true is wrong. Maybe how you think life is not really how it is. What if you just wake up one day and you realize, wow, you've been wrong all along. It's a lie. What would you do? How would you reinvent yourself? 347-426-3346. What is showing up in your world now that's a lie? What is showing up in your world now that you want to do differently, and you're realizing that way of being is not serving you? What's your struggle? 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Just quick announcements here for those of you living in the D.C. area, Philadelphia, whatever. Those of you who don't mind traveling or are traveling, Michael Bernard Beckwith is going to be at the University of Maryland this Saturday at the Performing Arts Center, 7 p.m., Michael Bernard Beckwith at University of Maryland at the Performing Arts Center, 7 p.m. This Saturday, you can go to Michael Beckwith's website, which is agapelive.com, agapelive.com, or Google University of Maryland's website. I'm sure you'll find it. If you've never heard him, go get your ticket. You will be changed. Another announcement here as we move on. Today is, today's Thursday. That's what today is. TGIF. Thank God I'm free. TGIF. But tomorrow, Friday, join me and my dear friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, for the Business of Being radio show. The Business of Being radio show. And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to thebusinessofbeing.com, thebusinessofbeing.com. That will take you to our homepage, and this is where we teach you how to do business with the universe, how to do business with God, how to do business that aligns with your values, with the God of your own understanding, how to do business living your passion, your purpose. So if you're trying to figure out what your gift is and you want to know how to market it, drop that question. Just listen to the show, and everything you need will show up. That's tomorrow, Friday. Every Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number to call for your questions is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm excited. Can you guys feel my excitement? Can you feel my silliness? Can you feel my joy? Life is good and it's getting better. Yeah, let's breathe in together. Let's breathe in together right now. If you're breathing in while we're breathing out, it's okay. Just connect with the breath of life and breathe out. Breath is life and life is God. Breath is the life force that moves in and through you. It is you. Just pay attention to that breath as it breathes itself. You don't need to do anything. Sometimes we have to consciously remind ourselves. But no matter where you are, what you're doing, what you're thinking, the breath is breathing you. What's making that happen? What are you connected to? Spend some time with that, and you'll be blown away. Pun intended. You'll be blown away. I love it. Okay, let's go to the questions. Woo! Life is good and it's getting better. Our first question, let's go to our first question that was emailed in. And the question is, I think it's my throat chakra warming up, trying to clear itself so it can download and express the truth that is seeking to be birthed. It happens a lot of time, but that's okay. I'm not tripping. Sometimes I do. This time I'm going to trust. So whenever I need to clear my throat, I'll just do it. Question from Gretchen. Gretchen from California. She said, Life Coach Ade, I have a fear of relationships based on old hurts I experience. My question is this. How do you heal the wound of the past when the other person do not allow you in through their boundaries to heal the past? They say they'd rather stay and live in the present and not dig up old stuff. I love it. I am so grateful. Well, you said I have a fear of relationships. Now, I can easily, it's easy to think, oh, you're talking about romantic relationships, because we tend to say relationship, romantic relationship. Well, no. I would keep it broad based on your question, because you're not on the phone line, but because all relationships are simply that, relationships. Intimate relationship, like romantic relationships, shines a light on your ish. So, if, for those who are seeking to get in a romantic relationship, be careful to have your butt showing. And you better make sure your butt looks good before you get into a romantic relationship. If you're not happy with how your butt looks, romantic relationship will show your butt and shine a light on it. So anyway, you said a fear of relationships. Well, based on all the hurts you've experienced. It's an interesting first statement, really, when you say fear of relationship. That's what life is about. So you're either living life afraid of people, afraid to get involved in a romantic relationship. That's self-imprisonment, you know? Just think about that. Your question is, how do you heal the wounds of the past when the other person does not allow you in through their own boundaries? They say, well, you know, I'm not going back there. I'm not digging up old stuff. I'd rather stay in the moment, live in the now. Well, Gretchen, it's really simple. It's so simple, I'm afraid to say it because you won't believe me. And I want you to believe what I say. No, it is so simple. Your healing is not determined by what other people do or don't do. Next question. No, I won't do that. Really. Your healing has nothing. Well, let me rephrase that. Don't say, well, yeah, I'm going to go there. Your healing has nothing to do with other people. Yes. If you want to heal, healing means to make whole. If you want to be whole, you have to recognize, first of all, that there is a part of you that is already whole, and the healing is remembering that wholeness. You want to connect and be with the part of you that is hurt. What stops you from being in relationship with people? That's a personal thing. Because if you go to somebody, and I'm guessing based on what you're saying here, that the other person won't allow you in, that maybe something happened with you and that person. Well, if you go to somebody who hurt your feelings in the past to heal now in the present, you're still looking. There's a tendency to look to them for answers. And if they're not answering you or not telling the truth based on how you want them, how you want, you know, how you see it, then you're thinking, this is not helping. Don't do that. Don't do that. Healing is sometimes the most challenging thing you can ever go through and grow through. The best gift you can give yourself is take that journey within. Get a support. Get a therapist, a counselor, a minister, a life coach. Somebody who can support you in going back, in traveling within, and looking at the pain, the injury of the past, and being able to face the pain, the wounds, as you put it, the hurt, and which may trigger a lot of more emotions, a lot of emotions, but who can hold you through the process. When you are courageous enough to do your own healing, you will set yourself free from the other person. I've said it and I'll say it again, and I'll say it on Monday, I'll say it on Tuesday, I will say it for as long as I'm teaching, sharing, inspiring, hosting a radio show. You have got to do your own personal forgiveness. Self-forgiveness is the only true forgiveness. It's not about the other person. When you do your work, when you do your healing, the other person will either move out your life, or they may come to you and ask for forgiveness. Or everything will shift. Because when you shift, when you change how you think, the world around you will shift. Right now, there's this. You're still caught up in that battle of the pain of the past. And you're dealing with it in the present because you want the person, come on, heal with me. And they say, no, I ain't doing it. They're doing what makes them feel good. They're doing what makes them feel peaceful. How they do, it's their business. Now, if they're asking me, then I'll have another answer for that. But I'm dealing with you, Gretchen. It's not about the other person. sometimes it's easy to want to go to talk to somebody about an issue that we're having. Like, let's heal this together rather than going within and dealing with my own ish, my own shift, my own hurt, my own pain. So this is how you do it. How do you heal? You start with yourself. And later on, you get to find out that this person and all the people in your life that hurt you were just simply healing angels. But we'll deal with that when you get there. We won't go there right now. But they were healing angels. They're helping you remember that you already hold the part of you that transcends the human condition, that transcends labels, that transcends culture. This is a spiritual journey, spiritual experience. This is there's something in you calling for a spiritual transformation. Will you embrace the gift that you're being given? Let go of the other person. They're right where they are. They're doing what works for them. You do what works for you. Let them go. Forgive. 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 Self-forgiveness. Self-forgiveness. Allow the love. Understand that when people know better, they do better. You're listening to Life. No, you're not. You're listening on Life Conversations Radio. I have to work with my mind. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at A on Life Conversations Radio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Now make sure you call in early. Don't be calling in late. Because if you call in late, you snooze, you lose. Thank you, Betty, for that information. And we're going to take a call. Well, let's see. Do I want to take a call now or do I want to answer this question? Let's take a call. Let's mix it up. Welcome, 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 Baseda. Baseda, Durrell, welcome. Nice to have you. And let's see. Let's take a call. Let's take a call. Let's take a call. I'm feeling led to take a call. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. I'm taking your questions. Antoine, my brother, how are you doing this morning, this afternoon, this now?
Brother, 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 brother. We are definitely connected because you're sending that wonderful energy over here to Bermuda. And guess what? You're getting me higher and higher and higher. I called in. Mm-hmm. I called in. But can you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. Can you bring Sister Betty on?
Okay. Can I bring this?
Say something.
You want to say something to Sister Betty? Okay, well, let's bring Sister Betty.
To both of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Sister Betty, Brother Antoine wants to talk to Brother... Brother Antoine wants to talk to you. What am I saying? Okay. Are you there, Sister Betty?
I'm there. I'm here. Can you hear
me? Good.
You two wonderful people and the people that are working behind the scenes with you, I want to say to you, I appreciate you, what is coming through you to bring about change in people's lives. Last night, Sister Betty experienced a new side of me. Brother Ade, you encouraged this new side of me in our conversations online and also that private conversation that we had. I did not express as much as I could have verbally to you at the time, soon after, but I opened up because of that conversation, and I have opened up because of what both of you have put forward. I know that this is not really your topic, well, it is your topic, but it's part of an encouragement to others to open up yourself to what's inside of you and follow and find and follow your purpose, because when you do, great things come through you. Sister Betty has put a question in the room, and I'd like to say this. Here's a thought to ponder. I'd like to answer it. Here's a thought to ponder on. If you if the world were to follow you, would you be happy with where you are taking it? Yes. My answer is yes. Yes. Emphatically, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Yes. Sister Betty, I thank you last night for joining us. Brother Adi, I thank you for joining us. Great things came out of last night's show, and I'm thankful. And I'm only bringing up last night's show because it's an example of the great things that are coming through me, and I'm humbled to know that I know my life's purpose and to serve in it.
Thank you
so much. You know?
Yes, indeed.
I'm so glad that I met you through this program and blessed my show, which is phenomenal. It was just great, and I've gotten a better understanding of myself and everything. You're doing a great work. I wish more people would step up to the plate like you're doing. So thank you. And thank you for supporting Ask Life Coach Ade.
Yes. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. Thank you. Woo! Life is good and it's getting better. Thank you, Betty. We're going to take a break and then come back and answer another question about finding a spiritual path. You know, I'm kind of lost. I don't know what to do. When we come back, we're going to deal with that. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And the question that Betty puts in there, as Antoine just read, if the world were to follow you, would you be happy where you are taking it, where you're taking the people that are following you? Would you be happy? Would you be able to stand face to face with your consciousness, with your soul, with your spirit? Would you be able to stand and look at your children, your nephews, your niece, and say, I am happy with where I'm taking the world? And if you can do that, keep doing what you're doing. You know, all is well. Life is good and it's getting better. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
It is simply that we are giving a voice back. Guess what? We're not even giving you nothing because you already have the voice. We're activating the voice. We're activating your throat chakra. We're activating your expressive energy, your expressive spirit. We are all here to express external press. Press it out. What is your gift? What's your talent? Why are you here? You know, ultimately, we are here to be the deliverer and the giver of love. That's your purpose. The giver and deliverer of love. That's your purpose. It doesn't matter how you do it. Now, you can choose how you do it, or let me put it this way, not even so much, you can choose how you do it, but there is a special way in which you do what you do that becomes a catalyst for people to experience the love of themselves. We are all here to give and deliver love. That's your purpose. So you never have to ask that question. Your only question is, what is the best way to do that? What is the best way? And when you find out, when you find out the your PIN, your personal identification number to expressing love, your own password to expressing all that God is through and as you, you will open up yourself to the abundance of all that life is. And that also includes all that life brings. Because there's this fallacy to think if you when you're walking on a spiritual path and you don't have issues, there's no sickness, you don't have drama. Sometimes the more aware you are, the more drama you got in your life. The question is, are you making that mean more than what it is? Because when you become aware, it's like you open up your eyes. And when you open your eyes, you see things that you didn't see before. And in your awareness, you get to bring the love, the compassion, the understanding. Without understanding, there's no compassion. So don't ask for compassion if you're not willing to be understanding. I'm going to do a question that was emailed. Excuse me. And then I'm going to take a call. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I feel like I need four or five screens. Yeah, okay, 4 to 5 screens. I can look at one screen for questions and one screen for chat room. Yeah, I can get back to that. I used to have that in the past. Okay, I create that. I allow that. Here's a question from Lucille. Lucille from Denver. She says, thank you for taking my question. You are very welcome. As I always say, some of you will know why that's so funny. How do I get on my spiritual path, life coach Ade? I never meditated or anything like that. I know my spiritual path will lead me to better knowing myself, but not sure how to start. Well, you already started. You're asking the question. And the minute you ask the question, the universe starts throwing answers at you. Now, you just got to pay attention. Yes, the common one is meditation. You said, I don't meditate. Because that's the answer already. You already got your answer. Stop meditating. Simply being still. That's what it means. Being still. That's what meditation is. Being still. Listening. Paying attention, reflecting, read a book, go to the bookstore, go to the self-help place, go to the spiritual section, go to the religious section, go to the psychology session, whatever. Just walk through, look at different titles, and see where your spirit takes you. Because you want to get on a spiritual path, so you got to align with your spirit. So your spirit, you can walk in the path of your spirit. Maybe you go to a grocery store and a book catches your eyesight, or a book falls off the shelf, or just jumps and gives you a hug and says, please take me home. Take the book home. Take the book home. So yes, simple path is just now start reading inspirational things. Go online, Google spiritual path. Listen to the show every day. Yes, don't go a day. Ooh, that's corny. I've said it before. I've said it in a while. I'm going to say it anyway. New listeners, you may not listen to this show ever again after you hear this. But you may come back and say, oh, that's pretty cute. Don't go a day without listening to Life Code a day. Listen to the show all over again. Go to the archive. Listen to the shows I've done in the past. It was a different format. I wasn't asking questions. I was talking about a lot of different things. Talked about spiritual transformation, spiritual growth, forgiveness, gratitude, daring to be authentic. So many that I can't even remember. Go back to the archive. Listen. That's a start. Pick up a book. Coach with me. Go to my website, lifecoachade.com. There's so many ways. Start with meditation. Get still. When you wake up in the morning, give thanks for your life. Simple things you can do. Give thanks. Make a gratitude. Have a gratitude journal. Write the things that you're grateful for. Start thinking differently. When you find yourself complaining, catch yourself. When you find yourself judging, remind yourself every criticism is a confession. Start loving yourself. Start being gentle with yourself. Start being aware of the kind of people that are around you. Be aware of the of the conversation that you're having. Be aware of the thoughts that you're thinking. Think about the thoughts that you're thinking. Think about the thoughts that are happening on a subtle basis. Think of the conversation. Be aware of the conversation that you're allowing yourself to get involved in. Treat yourself as if you are the most important creation on earth, because you are. When you do that, you will just fall. You will just naturally fall on that path, and you get to understand and fall in love with your spirit. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Let's go to the phone and take a question. Celeste, how are you doing, my sister friend?
I am well.
Good.
Kind of. Actually, I actually have
Wait a minute. Stop.
I know, right? Because I came out. I'm coming up. I'll be quick.
No, that's good. No. Slow down. Don't be quick. Slow down. You can say, I am well. And in addition to being well, there's some things that you're working with. So there's not well, kind of. You're well,
right.
Period. And there are things you're working with. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm working with guilt at the moment and being gentle with myself because I snapped on a minister / friend yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming up authentically. Yeah, I snapped my neck yesterday. And the good news is, I paid attention when you recommended that I go to Betty's website for the chakra balancing, and that's what I did last night. And then I got a nice, a nice buzz afterwards, but I still woke up with the, oh, I can't believe I did that. So my metaphysical whip barring from Kamal is out. And it's big. And I want to thank Betty for putting those things up. I do want to thank Antoine because I was able to drop a story.
Okay, then I'm
going to
bring you back. I'm going to bring
you
back.
Go ahead,
you
can bring me back. I'm talking about the pieces that felt good.
No. No, I understand. It's so good to talk about what feels good. And we want to hold. You said, I am dealing with guilt. Let's stay right there. Let's stay right there. I know. That's why you were talking about the things that feel good. I heard it. It was so good. I'm dealing with guilt, and I want to be thankful for this. I want to be thankful for that. But I got guilt. But we're not going to talk about that. No, we're going to stay with the guilt, lady. You called. We're going to deal with this right now. Not only are you giving yourself a gift, you're giving other people a gift by listening. And you're
not
the only one in this club. Okay, sometimes I walk in there into that club and say yes, and I say, please sign me up for a lifetime membership, and someone said, what are you doing in here? You don't. I was like, I was tripping. So, okay, you're dealing with guilt. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I don't like to go on anybody, right, but I have extra guilt because he's a minister. And I'm just coming up authentically. I know that's insane, but
can you stop qualifying everything you say?
Yes, I know.
I'm talking to Celeste like this because I know Celeste. Okay, so
right. Hello, world. This is how he talks to me. Go ahead,
Celeste. So you tripped on a minister, and you're guilty because he's a minister. Ooh, he's a minister. I can't believe I did that to a minister of God. Okay, go on, keep talking. Go on.
And he is a friend, and But I guess I really want to let go of the guilt, and I already hear it. Like I need to go back and finish that conversation because I did hang up on him.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do to clean up the guilt?
I have to go back and talk to my friend, but I have to forgive myself first.
Ah, you need. There you go. Drop it. Drop it now. And just let go of that idea because he's a minister. We are all ministers of God. So anybody, a family member, and I'm talking to the world right now, anybody that we snap on, we're snapping on a minister of God. A minister of God is no higher than anybody else. It's just their line of work. And if this bothers you, sorry, I can't help you. All of us are ministers of God. When we snap, we're snapping on our brother and our sisters. And there are times when life happens and we snap. So now, once we get all fluid and flexible about it by releasing it and dropping it and forgiving ourselves, we're like, let me go clean up that mess. Drop the guilt, friend. Drop it.
Okay.
Drop the guilt.
Can I put my whip away now? Because it really hurts.
No, don't put your metaphysical whip away. What I want you to do is burn that sucker. Burn it.
Okay.
Don't put it away. Burn that sucker. There's no need to beat yourself up. So anyway,
thank you.
Go make love. Go make friendship. Go make harmony. Yes, I said make love. Everybody calm down. Go make love with your friend. Go make peace. Just speak what is true for you and let go of the guilt. Guilt only separates, keeps you disconnected from what's true for you. It's no point. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. Drop the guilt.
Okay.
And honor yourself in what you said. Honor the fact that maybe there's truth in what you said. Because I know what you're talking about. Send me an email about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to meet people where they are. But you got to be aware as well how you're meeting them. You can come to them incorrectly because you think they came to you incorrectly. Or they can come to you incorrectly and you can correct them in a loving, compassionate way. And then end up and say, I love you. And let them deal with that. And so
thank
it is.
Thank you, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, too.
I'll follow up.
Please do.
Okay. Bye.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. We've got the last question before we release the show. If you've got questions now, call in right now, 347-426-3346, because we're getting ready to release the show. Where's the question? Let's see. Betty, anything for me? Nope. Betty has nothing for me. Betty is enjoying the show. She's laughing, she's giggling, and all you silent listeners, thank you for joining us. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to the show. You can follow the show so you get regular updates because you never know what's going to happen on Life Conversations Radio. But this is the radio station, the only radio station in the whole wide world where you learn about truth you can use in your life. It's no point having wonderful concepts and not be able to apply in your life as a parent, in your relationship, at your job, when you don't have a job, when you don't have money. And, you know, I say this is the best radio station in the whole wide world. I'm not the only one that feels this way. Someone else.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I rest my case. Mark Victor Hansen, author, co-author of Chicken Soup Series, said, we host the best radio show in the planet. Okay, let's answer this last question. Yeah, just feeling myself a little. We all need that every now and then. I'm brushing off. I'm just like popping my shoulder, my collar now. Life is good. It's getting better. Learn to be gentle. Learn to be fluid. Learn to laugh and be free and be joyful. Margot from Boston said, Coach Ade, I can't believe I'm putting this out. Well, I'm glad you did because it's what the show is about. I can't believe I'm putting this out, but here it goes. I've been married for 35 years and mothered 4 beautiful children. They are my world. When I met my husband, I knew I was going to marry him. And that he was my soulmate. In the past year, I met a man who lives in another state and fell in love with him. I am an honest person, so I told my husband. Just wait for people to go, what? That was intentional. Okay, I keep reading. I'm an honest person, so I told my husband. We went through intense marriage counseling and graduated. My husband allowed me to continue to see this other man. which I do by going to him 7 times a year. Ooh, talk about having your cake and eating it, girl. Oh, wow, this has worked for me. I bet this has worked for me and my husband. But my fear is that my friends and children will find out, and this is beginning to affect me. Okay. I'm laughing for so many reasons. I know. Well, it's a laughing matter because when you relax about it, you can get your answer. When you're uptight about it, you won't get the answer. So when I read this, I kind of thought, I know a lot of people right now have so much to say about that. I bet some of you want to call in and tell her what to do. I bet some of you are like, that's just wrong. Be careful. Every criticism is a confession. When you judge others, you're judging yourself. And Carl Jung said, everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves. So when you want to judge, go ahead and judge. Just be willing to understand yourself better. So let me tell you what I think, Margot, about your situation, your dilemma? Well, first of all, you said you're an honest person. You told your husband. Well, that's a good place to start. Your husband allowed it. That's a good place to start. You said you went through intense marriage counseling. Now, I know society is saying, what kind of man is that? That's wrong. That's against God. That's none of my business. That I just not interested in having that conversation. Because what happens between you and your husband and God is between you and your husband and God. So, moving right along. Your husband allows it? So be it. I guess you choose to have an open relationship. It is important, though. I would like to know if this other man knows about your husband. You said you're an honest person, so my guess is that. You're afraid that your children will find out or your friends will find out. That's the real deal here. If you're an honest person, there's several ways to deal with this. It's quite simple. You said you're honest. Well, you can tell your children what's going on in your world. Since you're honest, you can call them and share with them how you live in your life. They're either going to judge you or not anyway. So you can call them. You can take the first step or wait for them to find out and then tell them the truth. Use the tools you learned during counseling with your husband. You know, what? When you said you went through intense counseling session, well, use the same tool with your children, with your friends. Some friends you may not even want to worry about. I mean, because it's interesting. I understand with your children, you said you can deal with friends. You know, you said, I'm afraid if they found out, they would think negatively of me. I might be able to take it from my friends, but would find it hard to take it from my children. How do I deal with this fear? I know this is long-winded. Thank you for your help. You already know what the issue is. You say you're an honest person. Have the conversation. They're either going to judge you or not. You have no control over what people think about your life. You cannot control that. You're actually trying to control them right now. So if you're honest, tell them. Use the tools that you learn during counseling. With your husband, you told him. I mean, if you can tell your husband, I think you should be able to tell anybody. And your husband said, go ahead and do what you want to do. That's some special kind of love. That man must really understand unconditional love. Yes, I said unconditional love. Love without conditions. And it works for him. It works for you. But I got some questions for you as you deal with this. This is how you deal with it. But the answers you come up with would help you, could help you, because it may or may not. But this is what I feel. Were you afraid to tell your husband at first? I'm sure you were. The answer is yes. What made you tell him? If you kind of think of what made you tell your husband, were you afraid he was going to find out, or you couldn't live a lie, or because you realized you said, I'm an honest person, I need to be honest. Well, use the same principle. How did you tell your husband? Did you tell him while you were going to sleep? Did you call him? Did you say, I need to tell you something, honey. I'm afraid, I'm ashamed, or whatever. How did you tell your husband? Use the same tool. How did he react? And how was your response to his reaction? So you already got something to work with here. And just as important, talk to your husband about your fears of other people finding out. And together, come up with an answer that makes both of you happy. Because the real issue you're dealing with is fear of judgment. And when you're honest, people are going to judge you. When you're not, people are going to judge you. So you can't do nothing about that. The most important thing is how you deal with judgment. If you're honest, stay honest. Ask for your husband's understanding. You know, to help you and supporting you and seeing how you can deal with this. Maybe you talk to your children all at once. Maybe you talk to them one at a time. Because your husband seems like he's very understanding. You said he's your soulmate. You two can move through this. Society will judge you. Forget your children. They will say, how can you be married and having a boyfriend? That's just wrong. I'm not even going down that place. Because that's a battle nobody can win. when we start judging other people, when we say it's wrong, yeah, okay, we can have an opinion that it's wrong, but people do what they're going to do anyway. That's why I tell you, for what I do, my work, there is nothing that could be presented to me. There's nothing that could be presented to me, any question that would shock me. Now, as I say that, I listen and feel what comes up in my body, the body wisdom. I think on a human level, there's a part of me that's going to go, wow. But when I really look at life for what it really is, we say all things are possible. We usually qualify by saying all things are possible in God. But all things are possible. So we don't always know what people are doing. People can do all kind of stuff. And the other question I want to ask you is, does your other man, your boyfriend, know about the fact that you're married? If you're an honest person, I guess you've told him. If you're not hurting anybody, if you're not harming anybody, if you're not going out of your way to cause pain for anybody, and you and your husband and your other man, like they say in England, you're bit on the side. Ooh, wow. Yeah. Some sisters are like, girl, teach a class. But if you are happy, and you're happy facing your consciousness, your spirit, you're happy facing God, your understanding of who and what God is, and even if you don't believe in God, then so be it. But you can look at yourself in the mirror and be happy with the way you're living your life. Well, continue to be honest. Speak the truth. Be authentic and be free. Betty said maybe she doesn't need to speak with them at all. They're adults. Cross the bridge when you get there. Exactly. You may not need to speak to them. But I say if you're having fear, if it's affecting, if the fear of them finding out is affecting you, you need to take some kind of action. Because if you don't, that fear will eat you up. It will eat you up. And the only way to eliminate fear is to take action. So at least take action by talking to your husband. How should we go about this? And you may decide not to talk about it with your children. You may decide to talk to them. Or you know. But whenever there's fear, I'm talking to everyone, all of us here, all of us that are united in spirit, us. The best way to eliminate fear is to take action. Best way to eliminate fear is to take action. Well, it's about that time to release the show. It is so wonderful. I am so grateful to have you join me, to share in your consciousness. Those of you listening to the show live, listening on the phone lines, those of you in the chat room, those of you listening to the archive, listening to the show again, sharing the show, following the show, posting it on social networks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's about us. It is about us. Some of you would disagree with my answer. Some of you might agree. Some of you might have more to share. It is what it is. That's just my point of view. On this point of life, this is how I'm viewing it. But we all are here to support one another. So let's just join together energetically and support each other as we all move through our own transformation. Life is good, it's getting better, and as always, we are daring you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
And I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'll be back on Monday for Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, or you can go to Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and email us your questions. And join me tomorrow for the Business of Being radio show, tomorrow 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Business of Being show. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Be the change you want to see. I love you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.